Hello everyone, I'm Fathi Bin Isa, bringing you a roundup of today's main topics. Gaza's health ministry has reported several deaths and injuries after Israeli forces opened fire inside Al-Shifa hospital compound, where hundreds of civilians and medical staff have been sheltering from Israeli attacks. The Israeli army said it is conducting, quote, a precise operation in the compound, which it claims has been used by Hamas militants. A new round of negotiations for a truce in Gaza is due to begin in Doha, days after Hamas presented its latest conditions for a ceasefire that Israel dismissed as unrealistic. The talks will be held amid a rapidly deteriorating humanitarian crisis in Gaza and a looming Israeli invasion of Rafah. President Vladimir Putin claimed his fifth term in office on Sunday after exit polls showed him winning Russia's election, despite widespread protests at the polling stations. Addressing crowds after the partial results, Mr. Putin said he was ready for talks on a French proposal for a ceasefire in Ukraine during the Olympic Games. And finally, former President Donald Trump increased his dark language at the weekend, warning of a bloodbath if he loses the election in November, and saying some immigrants are not people. Mr. Trump told a rally in Ohio on Saturday that November's presidential election will be the most important date in US history. That's it for today's Trending Middle East. Make sure to check out our podcast section at thenationalnews.com.